Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 2, we finished verses 1 through 5. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with verses 8 through 15 today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready in the book of 1 Timothy, as today we start in chapter 2 and go verses 8 through 15. I titled this section, Biblically Right or Politically Correct. Again, you heard it right. The title for this section is Biblically Right or Politically Correct. All right. I know that should stir your interest as we discuss some things here. And over the next several days, I hope you'll have pencil and paper, a good King James Bible. We'll be doing word studies, and you need a good King James Bible for word studies. So let me encourage you to do that as well. Now, as you know, summer is nigh and upon us. Some of you are traveling. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce and I'm trying to sell Ocala, Florida. But if you're on vacation and you're in the Florida area, I hope that you will stop in Ocala and visit us for a church service at Central Baptist Church. We meet Sunday morning for Sunday school at 10 and our morning worship at 11 and then our evening service at 6 o'clock. Wednesday night prayer and Bible study at 7:30. And I would encourage you to come by and visit with us. We'd love to have you and would want you to be in our service. And if you are visiting, you listen to us regularly on radio, I hope that you'll come up to me and let me know and that you're visiting as a result of hearing us on radio. And I would love to hear that from you. Ocala, Florida is the home of beautiful Silver Springs with the glass-bottom boats. We're about an hour or so away from the various attractions that are in the Central Florida area, as Disney World and other areas. And so I know some of you go on vacation, you visit these places. I would like to ask you to visit Central Baptist Church. Why? Well, this is the home of Lamp and Light broadcast. And even presently, as I sit in our sound booth, and I go over these notes and I prepare to preach them to you and teach them to you the Word of God, I just love living in Ocala, Florida. And I hope that you love it too. And I hope that you will come and visit us and enjoy your time with us. And by the way, it doesn't have to be summer. Any time of year, visit with us in Ocala, Florida at Central Baptist Church. Now be listening at the end of the broadcast each day. Write down our physical address, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. Our announcer, Brother Jerry Banks, will give you that address at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. So I hope that you'll be ready and you'll come no matter when you're in the state of Florida. Well, I hope you have your Bibles now as we go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And verses 8 through 15. As I said, I've titled this Biblically Right or Politically Correct. I can remember back in the presidential election between Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter told people that he was a Christian, that he was a Baptist, that he was a Sunday school teacher. And of course, much was said about that. He was also one that was pushing what was then called the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA. And some reporter pointed out to him some of the things the Bible said about wives in subjection to their husbands and things of that nature. And Mr. Carter said, well, I disagree with Paul on that. I think he's wrong. Well, what he did not realize, he wasn't disagreeing with Paul. He was disagreeing with God, because the Holy Spirit is the author every word of the Word of God. Now understand that the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy and Titus, they serve as church manuals. They're that by which we are to run our church. And so it's what the Holy Spirit of God gave, and that is to tell us our government, what we're to preach, to teach, everything about the local church, how it's to operate. Its ministry is found in these books, and it's not a church marketing firm. It's not the contemporary movement, the emerging church movement. It's the Word of God that tells us what the local church is and what it's to be and how it's to minister. Even in this age, God doesn't change, and so therefore, the church that He established and that He planted and that He wants to continue as it is in His way is not to be changed until He changes it, not man. All man knows some great methods of marketing, but man can only look at the outward appearance. Man does not see the heart. Now, again, it, by way of review, 1 and 2 Timothy are written to a young pastor named Timothy. And as we said, these are books that serve as a Christian church manual. And these books are to be taught to the local church. I've taught these to my local church before. I've taught them here on the broadcast. And so these things are to be taught. And God expects us to follow the things that are written herein. But realizing how much it goes against the modern-day churches, and even some of our fundamental independent Baptist churches, it's necessary that we revisit this book. Because I think it's an area in which, when we study and know what it says, and then we look at the present-day status of the church and the way it's conducted, local churches, and I'm talking about our fundamental independent Baptist churches as well as these other things, we are in need, in great need, of a revival back to the old paths, back to the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. What we need to understand is this. Our Bible should change the culture instead of the culture dictating to and changing the church. Now, I'm just going to interject here. Really, it's not a whole lot to do with our text, but I think it has a lot to do with what I've just said. I'm reminded of Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 5, where it says, and seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. Now, being there as a teenager in the 60s, fundamental independent Baptist churches grew, and they abounded with soul winning and strong preaching of separation from false doctrine and worldliness. Now, I honestly can tell you this. I still haven't been to a theater in my lifetime, nor have I taken a swig of intoxicating beverage. Now, I know that you may go to a restaurant or something of that nature, and they've cooked wine or some other kind of alcoholic beverage into the food, but just to take a bottle of wine or bottle of beer or can of beer or whatever, and to take a swig of it, let alone drink the whole thing, I've never done that. I've never gone to a dance. Now, I can remember in elementary school when a teacher in our music class in fifth grade made me dance. I'd said no, and she made me get up there and dance anyway. Now, I knew not to yell at her, talk back to her, do anything. I knew the trouble that I would be in, not just at school, but when I got home. So, didn't talk back, and it wasn't dances like we have today, or that all the wild stuff that goes on, gyrations. It was something that they would probably do with little kids. But when she sent us back to class, instead of going back to class, as they were walking in their line, I turned right. I walked out. Walked back home, and I told my dad. Now, I honestly don't know exactly what happened after that, but I know this, that whenever they danced in music class again, that teacher did not even hint that she was going to make me dance again. So I think that that pretty well took care of it. But I say all that to say, I remember that my dad is a pastor, and I would hear him preach, and he used J. Edgar Hoover's statistics from the FBI on how many prostitutes generated business on the dance floor, that it was one of their prime areas, and that was one of the social meeting areas of that day. It went on to tell of how many young ladies lost their virginity and became unwed mothers as a result of their meetings on the dance floor with other fellas, and at times, guys that they just met at the dance floor. But saying all that, the question becomes, what happened to separation? What happened to the things that we used to do in attacking the alcohol crowd and the movie crowd and the dance floor, as well as other sins of life? It seems the growth that the churches were experiencing back in that day, and the buildings became more about the personalities of man, and the Nebuchadnezzar attitude of, look at the Babylon that I have built. The day around us, as we view the crumbling of the moral status of this society, yea, even of our own churches, it calls for much more than how can we build our numbers so everyone, oh, we mean God, but so everyone will be impressed. No, we mean everyone, don't we? For the first time, more than half of the births to women under the age of 30 occurs outside of a marriage in the United States. Now, that bothers me. In the 1950s, there was a teenage young lady in the church whose parents were faithful members of the church, and this young lady got herself pregnant. As a matter of fact, evidently she'd been very loose and wasn't even sure which guy it was.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.